every other man out there.
Welcome to another wonderful episode of the Dad Cast. And I'm so mad that I did not start recording this an hour ago. But this is one of the best conversations we've ever had because we all have daughters.
Yeah.
And we are talking about protection and prevention and providing and balance. Just awareness, awareness and balance. You know what I mean? So let's get back to it. Like, it's man, I wish I could have rewound this just now. Like, damn, that was a great conversation. Man, I don't want you to leave right now. You brought up all this.
From now on, every time you got these three in here, you better hit your podcast.
Man. Hey, yo, so let's figure this out. Man, you get on my nerves, man. Don't be leaving us on this. Man, you left us on this note. So now we got to start it back. So, you had dad in your life.
So how figured it.
You had dad in your life.
Yes. Yes. Until first grade.
Okay. So let's just go back to where we were, man. We were, this was a great conversation. Just learning what we're trying to instill in our children. And what is something that's very important? Like, even like you said, let me reiterate this because I never forget one time. My daughter was having a situation where she was young and just couldn't figure out how to, you know, like you said, like, you know, bathe herself properly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like I said, like you said, it was like, hey, I'm gonna bathe you. I'm gonna wipe you here, here, and here. But dad, don't touch that.
Right.
You know, this is it, this is your first life lesson to inappropriate touching. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to explain that to them early.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes, I was telling my daughter the other day, a man sometimes, depending on how savage they are or who they are, they might just brush up against you just to test you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, let me, you know, rub up against this girl like that, or, you know, feel on her like this and see how she reacts.
Yeah. Right.
You know? Like, I've heard and met dudes that have done that.
I see it all the time.
Yeah. And it's like, wait, what? You did what? And now that we have daughters, it's like, hold up.
Right. What
you not going to do is do that to my daughter.
People, right. Saying things like, oh, when she get older, she going to be bad. Back then, it didn't hit you the way it hit us now when we got a daughter. Hey, that's some perv shit. Why are you looking at that
Why?
Girl that far
Oh,
ahead?
I got another story. Oh, I'm going to get you that in a minute. But I never forget my daughter's mom showed her how to clean herself properly.
Right.
And in the moment, she told her, she said, you know what? You protect this area. This is your private. Only mommy or daddy touches you in this space. I said, oh, no. Mm-mm. I said, daddy don't even touch you there. The same way you
no
did.
Man, no man.
Yeah, no man touches you there until
you don't want her to think, well, if it's okay with daddy, then this right. man,
then this man or that man
is okay to do it too. No.
No.
If daddy don't do it, no man gonna do it.
There it is there. Thank you for that. And I never forget, man, and I'm gonna say this, I did this on another podcast. I never forget, man, I was cutting one day and I asked my daughter to go give Trev something. You know what I mean? I was like, hey, go hand this to Trev. She was 5 years old, like one of the first times she was ever at the shop. This older dude was sitting in a chair, and my man, well, not my man, I don't know this dude. I'll never forget this a day of my life, man. My daughter walked past him, and he looked her up and down. Like, you know how you look a woman up and down, like, hey, like size her up. Four times, he looked her up and down, up and down. And he did it a couple of times. Man, I cut the clippers off. I stepped out. I said, we good? What you doing, bro? What are you doing? Hey, man, I was about to tear that whole shop up.
As you should've.
He looked away like, oh, I'm oblivious. I don't know. Yeah. You better figure it out real quick, dog.
For real.
That's a child. Why are you looking at her like that? What is on your mind? What is...
Yep.
You know? Like, that's some... real creep shit, you know what I mean?
You start to pay attention, you be more aware now than you ever was. Like I said, having a son is just me telling him how to, you know, conduct yourself as a young man, present himself and what to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you have a little girl, I notice every guy, what the fuck is he, excuse me, what are you looking at?
Man.
That's a kid.
That's a kid. That's a
kid. You didn't even look
that's
at her
what
mind
anybody
like
daughter.
That.
That's
what
anybody daughter.
That's what anybody daughter. That's what I like that. About us, though.
Right.
That's what I like about us. You know what I mean?
I be true. I was like the same way when I used to see college. I see her now. I'm like, I'm still looking at her like, nigga, what you looking at?
Yeah, what right. you looking at? That's my homeboy's daughter.
What the fuck you growing or not?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's a little girl. That's my homie's daughter. Like, I'm not about to let you, you know, think or feel or, you know, go out of your way to do whatever you want to this little girl and or this young lady until she decides that's what she wants. So yeah, man, I'm glad we being this aggressive and understanding, you know, as protectors and providers, that we some real ones, because a lot of people just don't operate by these rules, man. You know, there's a code, man. You know. Right.
And I think even if, like myself, I wasn't aware of that code until I had a little girl.
Really?
And then, I was aware of, you know, don't hit women, disrespect them, stuff like that. But
yeah,
it didn't hit me like that until I had a little girl.
And then
you get what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And that's the honest to God part. Like, yeah, I protect my sisters. I got a niece. Her dad went to jail at an early age. Mm-hmm. But I was her so-called stepdad. But that's my niece. But that's right. The protector in me saying, like, her dad ain't here, so... By all means, I'm going to make sure I protect her like I'm her dad.
Down.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But then when I had my daughter...
But you had to protect her. You didn't have to... You were thinking physically protect. You weren't thinking like...
No, I mean like take her to school, pick her up.
Yeah, but
you
that's
know, help her with homework.
Protected.
Yeah.
You weren't giving her the game, though.
Yeah, no.
Because you didn't know.
I didn't know the... Exactly.
Yeah,
I didn't know
you
the
didn't
game.
Know the
I'm
game.
Learning from her mom, but
right.
That's on a whole different level.
Yeah, yeah.
But then when I had my daughter, it's like, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
No. That's not
good. Oh, wait
a
minute.
Yeah, it's like, hold on. I look at this in a different light. We're going to respect this one. Even if I don't rock with your mom, which I do, it made me just be like, I need to treat her in a way where my daughter sees this is how a woman's supposed to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dad treated my mom like this, and he treated me like that. You get what I'm saying? So now I understood game, and you recognize it. Like you said, some people don't. Mm-hmm. But it's like now, it's like with anybody's daughter, like you said, yours, any homeboy, or even if I don't know the kid, hey, that's not cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at people. Why are you looking at that little girl?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes you, it like, turns your radars up.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's a blessing having little girls, and you know, you're a strong man, just make you stronger.
Amen.
So, like I tell my daughter every day, I have to talk to her. You know, they go through the friend stage. Oh, this girl, don't worry about that. You got a million friends right now.
Mm-hmm.
When you get older, you know, it's going to be limited. She asked me, Daddy, you know how many friends you got? Like 4 or 5? Hey, yep, I sure do. Very limited.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, with her, it's just about, I want her to know this is off limits. We don't hug boys. We're not here for boyfriends or none of that. Like, you know, I know if you
learn to listen. Yeah, take your time.
Enjoy being a kid.
Right.
And the good thing is she's very open where she tells me stuff.
Yeah.
And I told her the other day, don't be ashamed to tell me that some boy told some girl that he likes you.
Mm-hmm.
We not there for that.
Mm-hmm.
But ain't no reason to cry because you did what I told you to do. You let me know. You talked to me.
Mm-hmm.
If something is wrong or somebody did something or say something, tell the teacher and tell mommy and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And she came home and told me, but she like, damn, did I tell the right parent? Because I'm telling dad about it. No, you did the right thing. I'm going to tell mom. We said I'll talk to her. And she was like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta start early where it's like, you know, ain't nothing to be ashamed of.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
You know, I'm gonna hold your hand until it's time to let go. You know, once you got the game and they feel confident to show you and prove to you, like, hey, Dad, I got this.
Dang.
Go ahead and show me, because that's gonna be another proud dad moment.
There it is. Yeah, I literally walked my daughter, like, I used to have to park the car and hold her hand and walk her into the school into, like, fourth grade.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I had a dude tell me, you can drop her off and go park and then come into school. No.
No. I got my baby.
I've been doing this since she got to this school. Yeah. We go find a parking spot.
Yeah.
Prepare for self destruction.
I got her hand.
And I'm going to walk her in here hand to hand.
Yeah.
And when her teacher picks her up,
I'm going to pass her off. Like,
exactly.
So that way I know she's safe.
There is no dropping off.
There is no dropping off. She's going to walk up a block or possibly
and
get
the
snatched
cool thing about that, this
around
is
the corner.
The new guy. Yeah. He wasn't even here last year. You're new. I don't even know you. You didn't ask me my name.
Mm-hmm.
You just said, hey, instead of parking and walking her in, you can drop her off and go. Excuse me? You already messed up. I don't even know you. What's your name, sir? Hi.
Who are you?
Yeah, you so worried about me letting her walk off? No, thank you.
No.
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 You know what I'm saying? So that just made my radars up. I don't care if the guy still talks to me every day, which he does. It's still like, yeah, I won't be doing that.
Yeah, you'll get cool with me later on, but what you're going to know is...
Yeah, she's not getting dropped
off. I'm a Rob Waller holding my... Yeah.
Man, it's not going to happen.
My child definitely knows, as well as you going to know, I play no games with my child and her safety.
And that's the same thing with my son. I let him know, hey, you want to walk home from school? Okay, cool. Same thing I had to do. You need to be home by this time. Check in before you go to the mall, before you go with your little friends to get food, or if you want to go spend your gift cards. Mm-hmm. Come check in. So I know you okay. And once we do that, then you can go.
Then you can go. Yeah. That's good, though. That's good. So, what is something that... You said you had dad in your life, right?
50-50, you lived in another state. So okay. It's like summertime.
So you spent summers out there.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's pretty cool, though. I like to hear those dynamics. So having that amount of time and spending time, what state was this?
Atlanta.
Oh, okay, cool. What are some things that he taught you? Like the main things, because you're a good dude. You're one of my favorite people. What are some things, like some principles that he showed you and taught you how to be the best version of a person that you are today and how to be a man?
I think it's more or less like, you know, see everything you do forward, you know, make sure you do
planning.
Set a plan.
Okay.
And you know, do whatever you have to do to make that plan happen. You know what I mean? Set goals.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I think the only thing that I did miss is the relationship as far as how to treat a woman, because I didn't see that in my growing up. Mm-hmm. So I didn't see that. So it's like right now it's like you live and learn type of situation.
So did he? He didn't remarry, or he?
He remarried, but by that time I was grown.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You know
what I mean? He remarried, but because
so when you went to visit him, you know, it was just y'all. It was just you.
Yeah, it was just me and him.
Yeah,
but then okay. Eventually got remembered. By that time, I was already high school.
Yeah. So yeah, you figured it all out by then.
I mean, hell, sometimes I still don't know. It seems like everything's always revolved as far as relationships. Everybody's different.
So, oh, that's for sure. That's for sure. Man, I'm learning that to this day, man.
Because I know that every woman's not the same.
Every woman's not the same. Every man's not the same. And this is why I'm recording this and having this podcast, because I want to communicate our experiences.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many different variables and dynamics, you know, that teach you how to, one, become the person that you are, as well as how to grow into the person you're becoming, as well as deal with the people that you're experiencing.
Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest thing for me, like, my daughter, well, I could talk about her about anything, talk, communicate, and express myself to her. And when it comes to relationships, it's like communication was my biggest downfall.
Really?
I didn't really express like I should. Now that I do, it's different.
Okay. And she's 13, 14?
15.
Ooh-wee. Oh, big girl now.
Yeah, all that stuff you guys talking about, I'm past that part.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I still try.
Okay. But just keep trying as well, I can tell you, man. Just communicate. And there's no wrong way to do it, you know?
No.
Everybody doesn't receive it the way they should all the time. But what I tell people is, like, as well as what I've learned is, as long as your heart is in the right place, I really don't think that there's a wrong way to parent. Because at some point, as long as your heart's in the right place, there's no wrong way to parent, because at some point it's going to click in.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, there are certain things that my aunts and uncles taught me that a couple of years later, I was like, oh, snap. This is what they was trying to tell me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
This is, what they were.
Yeah, exactly.
Because now you're in the moment. So I'm grateful for, you know, as well as I'm grateful for them giving me so much wisdom, as well as communication and being vulnerable and open with me. But at the same time, you know, I got this saying, when the student arrived, wait, is, how do they say that? Ah, it's this saying, man, it's so dope. The student, I can't remember this doggone saying, man. I'm gonna look it up later. But it's basically saying, like, when the student is ready, the teacher arrives, type of thing. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So you're not gonna get what you're ready to get until you're ready to get it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That's kind of what I was saying. Like, I understood the game, but until I had a daughter, a different game came about. That's when it kicked in.
It was like, oh snap.
Oh, this is applicable about this. Yeah. Oh, this
so
means
that's why I was taking my niece to school, or this
right.
is why
it
I
was
showing that.
Exactly.
It was showing you how to do things, but mm-hmm. then it kicked in when you were ready.
Yeah. So when it was ready, it was like, it's like preparing for a test.
Yeah.
So once the teacher get there, I mean, the student come ready to take that test, that's when the teacher gonna get there. It's like, you
know, that's exactly what the saying is.
You ain't ready for the game, you ain't gonna show up.
Yeah, I like the sound of that. Excuse my vacuum. So, man, I'm gonna end this off on this one. And this is kind of heavy, and I love to throw this on y'all because I love watching people's response. One day we're not going to be here. And I think it's really scary for us when we have children. Like, damn, I'm not going to be here one day. Did I give my child everything I was supposed to give them? Did I provide them?
And I hope so.
We all hope so. But what is something or multiple things? What are some things that you want to give them? So that in the event of your demise, they have all they need.
Besides financial, I want my daughter to be able to be self-sufficient. I see so many women out here depending on the man for this, man for that. Mm-hmm. Like, nah, do it yourself.
Yeah.
You take the trash out, good. You ain't got to depend on the man to do that for you.
Mm. And I think you could kind of knock out two birds with one stone, because I agree with what he just said. Because I think that goes both ways. I show my son, like, every man should have his own. Like, you know, mm-hmm. like a dad, we don't get pats on our back for doing our job. That's our job. But like you said, I want my daughter to understand, too, like, you got to have yours, too. Because you don't ever want to have your hand out or somebody to, you know.
Hell yeah, because that's when they're going to be able to take advantage of, and they got the upper hand on you.
Exactly, like,
that,
you need
damn, that happened.
So, you're right. And teach them, you know, be self-sufficient, you know, be independent. Mm-hmm. And just give them the street smart game and let them learn the book smart, because we've been through the BS that they can't avoid going through.
I like that.
So it's like, you just take care of your school, understand the game that we giving you, and that way you ain't even got to play this game that we have to duck and dodge or survive.
That's what you're supposed to do. They ain't supposed to go there.
Exactly. They not. You failed it.
Yeah, you're supposed to. I mean, but the bad part about it is, like, do you want to show them to... Do you want to show them, or you don't want to want them to see that? Because in the long run, they may need to see that.
But that's the thing. You can show them without putting them in it.
Yes.
Like, I take my son to certain parts where my friends who's still in the field do that shit, but I let them know, hey, you can still be cool and not do this.
Right.
I'm one of the cool guys who's not over here doing this with these guys, but I could come over here with a welcome arm, and I go over here with welcome arm because it's a respect thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're going to get tested to where you're going to have to say yes or no, but always say what you feel.
I
said no, and it's still respect.
Mm.
When you say yes, there is no respect, because they're going to feel like you saying this because of me or something like that.
Right.
Mm. You know, so I show him without him having to be, you know, walk that step. Like, hey, you don't have to do this to get money. Like, you can do any job and get some money. Mm. You don't have to do this to be cool, because being an idiot is not cool. Being stupid is not cool.
Yeah, falling in
so
your face.
So you could kind of show them, and I show them different aspects, like homeless people. That's a choice. That's a bad choice somebody made. Mm. So if you don't make the right choices, you'll be under this 405 freeway too.
Yeah.
Your ass will be out here smoking crack
then
too.
That goes to another thing. It's like, you want to always protect, but then it's like, at what point
you
in time
do
you
have to
let
expose?
You have to expose.
At what point in time you gotta let them fall on their face? Like, I can't make this for you this time.
I mean, it's going to happen. It's life. That's what I said. Yeah. At some point, like right now, my son's 13. I let his hand go a little bit, because it's like, I could tell you don't go in that mall with no money. But if you go in there stealing, or with your friends and I done told you
that's
this could happen, that's where you're going to fall on your damn face. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I told him that last week. Oh, you want to go with your friends to the mall? You got money? Nope. Well, don't take your ass in that mall. That's how you get the temptations to want some shit you ain't got the money for. Mm-hmm. So take this $10, take your ass to Taco Bell, give me a burrito, get you something, and come home.
Yeah.
You can still walk with your friends back to our street, but when they go in that mall, you bring your ass home.
Yeah, real talk.
And he did it. So you got to let them go. Like I said, we're going to have to let their hand go. They may fall. And like you said, they may...
Fall and scrape your knees.
You know, break that trust or do something that we told them to, but it's like, you're going to have to learn.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, for real. This is a good conversation, man, and I appreciate you, gentlemen. And I learn every single day, man, ever since I've been going hard on this podcast, man, and learning, because I know you guys, you know what I'm saying? And I know what we do to be the best versions of ourselves, as well as, you know, for the next generation, and what we, you know, the work we put in to, you know, give our children what we didn't have sometimes, or what they need, we know they need.
Right.
And it's scary.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like, and back to the whole point of just knowing that, damn, I didn't have that, or what happens when I'm not here? You think about that, you know what I mean? Because when you have this child and you look into their eyes and you hold them and you feed them and you, you know, you pay these bills, you stop and you think, and you're like, damn.
How would it be if I wasn't here?
How would it be if I wasn't here? How would it be if they had to fend for themselves? Mm-hmm. And you like...
Or if they grew up in a one-parent household like I did.
Right. And you think about all these dynamics, right? And it's like, oh my goodness, I got to do better.
But that's why, not to play sides, I want to be the favorite parent. Well, I'm going to do way more than I know I can, because this kid is going to know. No matter what my mom did for me, my dad did a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And this is why I do the dad cast.
And that's because I'm
that man.
Right.
I am that father. I am that figure. I need to let you know that there is a good man on this planet. Not just here, not just myself,
but
you need to know and have a vision of what you need for, you know what I mean, for us as men having daughters.
Right.
You know what I mean? How you need to, because they say sometimes, like, women marry their fathers, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? It's not always true, no. But sometimes women, like, really go for, you know, they had that vision or that father figure, and they're like, they're attracted to that. So I want to be that.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, exactly. You know, not on the weirdo stuff, but no, it's like
I said, when my daughter was like, oh, something about her boyfriend. I'm like, who? She was like, you're my boyfriend. I'm like, I didn't take it weird. I took that like I'm doing my job.
Yeah.
Because she, I said, let me explain
to
you.
She's attracted to the good man that you are.
Exactly. She likes, daddy is this. You always there to pick me up. You this and that. And I said, well, that's not a boyfriend. Or no, she said, when I get a boyfriend, I want him to be like you. That's what she said.
That's dope.
I was just like, damn. I wasn't tripping. In fact, why is my daughter thinking about a boyfriend? But it hit me like, exactly. I said, damn, that's a good compliment, because obviously she looked at me as a good man in her life, or a good man.
My dad is there.
Right. So I explained to her, like, yeah, you know, that's a good thing to think about, but you're too young to think about it. But I'm glad she said it, you know, because it let me know, like, hey, she see the good quality a man's supposed to have, and that's it starts at home.
And your effort is being, you know, respected and witnessed. All right, brother. Take care.
All right.
Happy holidays, in case I don't see you. Open that door for me. But yeah, man, thank you so much, man, for your time. And always good talking to you. Man, another good conversation. It's just real men in here chopping it. And hit me up, themarkofgenius@gmail.com.
And what up, sir?
Man, just finalizing
another wonderful
podcast. Yeah, you have anything to drop? Any jewels to drop on us?
Is
last minute.
What are we talking about today, man?
We are talking about what are we talking about? Like more, just being. You have a daughter as well.
Yeah.
And we've had this conversation before. Yeah. Protector providers, as well as. Just giving them the wisdom. Do you communicate or do you? Because I've been talking to people, and it's interesting how some people have told me, like, oh, well, my dad just showed me this. Mm-hmm. He wasn't very vocal. Mm-hmm. And then some people say, or, you know, I talk to them about this and this, 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 this. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested in learning, do we as men talk to our daughters and explain things to them? Or we as men teach our sons, like, visually? Does that make sense?
Right, lead by example.
Like, lead by example, right, type of thing? Like, is there a difference? Because when I had my daughter, I was just like, I'm raising an individual.
Right.
I wanted a son, but yeah. I didn't get one. Because I was just scared. You know what I mean? I was just scared. Right. Like, oh, my God, I don't know how to raise a daughter.
Yeah.
I don't want to fail. You know what I mean? Are you keeping his beard?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. I was scared.
Right.
So I was like, damn, like, how do I do this?
Yeah.
I do not know what I'm doing.
Right.
But when I went to hold her, it just dawned on me. It was just like, you know what? Hey, you're raising a human. Mm-hmm. This is a person. Mm-hmm. Teach her to love herself, respect herself, love God, and don't be nobody's fool. Mm-hmm. Done.
There you go.
Right? And it was that simple in that moment. It was that simple. Yeah. But at the same time, when I listen to certain men, when I ask these questions, a lot of these men have had their fathers in their lives, and a lot of people respond and they say to me, well, my dad just led by example. Mm-hmm. He didn't say too much. Mm-hmm. But then I talk to some people and then they're like, well, you know, my dad talked to me like this. So with that said, long story long, you know how I get. What is more important to you? Showing and proving or communicating?
I'd say both.
Mm-hmm. Both? Balance it out?
Balance it out.
Yeah.
You show and prove, but you definitely have to communicate.
Yeah.
So you got to do the work, and then you just got to, you know, talk to them, tell them you love them, tell them how to do better. And even with the communicating part, like, let me ask this before we leave. Like, the reprimanding part, right? When it's time to, like, get on their butt about doing some shit they shouldn't have done. Do you scold them? Like, not scold. Let me rephrase that. How do you approach your version of reprimanding? Like, because I don't whip my daughter.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. All I got to do is, like, look at her. Mm-hmm. And she immediately is like, eh. Like, oh, damn, dad's mad at me.
I think it has to do with how you... what kind of relationship you have with your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Or even with your kids, period. Okay. I mean, if you're a parent that communicates with your kids and talks with them and not just talks at them, there's a understanding. So, I mean, it doesn't always require discipline depending on what kind of kids you have and what kind of relationships you have, you know, as far as physical discipline. Huh. My daughter, you know, we talk all the time. We communicate. We have an open line of communication. She asks me questions. I explain to her. When I'm doing something, I explain to her why I'm doing this.
I do that a lot.
You know?
I do that a lot.
Yeah,
even when I'm driving. Right. I'm like, do you see this person, the way they're driving? They're driving erratic. Mm-hmm. Let me back up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? Let me speed up. Mm-hmm. Let me get in front of them. Let me get away from them. Yeah, I do the same.
Yeah.
So you try to give them, like, your thought process.
Exactly.
I like that.
A clear visual of what you're saying.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because this is your experience.
Right. You know? My dad was explaining to me when he was doing things, this is why I'm doing this. You know, I see you looking at me, you know, he explains to me what I'm doing.
Hmm.
You know, my daughter's very inquisitive. Even if I don't say anything, she's going to ask a question. You know, why did you do that? Why did you say that? But...
That's a trip about girls, man. Girls are just,
they're
like,
inquisitive, man.
They're so inquisitive. Yeah. They're so intuitive. Like, boys will just watch you do something, mm-hmm. and they'll pick it up. Like,
He
did it that way. I'll do it that way, too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Girls are like, why?
Mm-hmm.
How? When?
Mm-hmm.
Where? It's like, girl, stop asking all these damn questions.
Like, baby, do not stop asking questions.
Man. That
is so... wandering. They're processing 70 million different things, and we're just focused on one thing.
One thing at a time.
It goes back to what you said. Like, sometimes they'll bombard us with just saying stuff, and we could be on some whole real life deep thought stuff, and they just
all over the place. Mm-hmm. And my daughter is the same way. She'll just say, "Dad, did you hear me? You're not listening. Hello?" And I'm like, "Hey, time out. Like, what are you talking about?" You know, but
yeah, because now you got to check yourself and like snap back into
snap into that world. Like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Redirect this whole this whole mind now. Mm-hmm. Not this conversation, but redirect my whole mind. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we're thinking about a lot. Mm-hmm. We're processing like I said earlier. You know, one, I'm driving. Two, I'm thinking about what's for dinner. Mm-hmm. Three, I'm thinking about dealing with your mama later on. Right. You know what I'm saying? All of that.
You worried about something else, what Madison said at school. Like, what?
Man, my daughter asked me one day, she said, I ain't gonna get her in too much of her business, but yeah, she mentioned to me something that one of her classmates said, and I was all over the place, man. I was thinking about so many things, man. Some of y'all haircuts and... Yeah. You know, what time I had to be at work and what time I needed to eat and if I'm going to get to lunch on time. And, you know, my mom, you know, dealing with her and my dad. And I'm like, think about all these things. And she just, you know, randomly said something to me about school. And I was just like, wait, are you getting bullied?
She's
like, dude, you're not listening to me. I was like, no, I'm listening. I just heard what I wanted to hear because I was elsewhere. Mm-hmm. I was like, give me a moment, get my attention first. Mm-hmm. I said, because you have no idea sometimes what I'm thinking about.
Mm-hmm. I hear you, but I wasn't listening.
I hear you, but I wasn't listening. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. So yeah, that was pretty funny to me, man. We do that sometimes too, but yeah, them girls, their minds are just going because they want to know so much so fast.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful to witness, like, you know, to know that, wow, this child is... I never forget my daughter one day said to me, she said, I think she was like 8, 9 years old. She was looking at her hand. She said, Dad, have you ever thought about what we're made of and why we're here? Mm-hmm. I said, you're contemplating existence at this age?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said, I didn't start contemplating existence until like 13, 14.
Yeah. Like some problems in my life. Like, why am I here?
Right. Why am I here?
Why she have me? Who's the creator of Earth? I just want to get out of here and go to another universe. We start thinking about that when things went wrong. You know, these kids 5 or 6 years old talking about existence.
What are we made of? Where did you get here? Yeah. Who made us? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
How the...
Yeah.
Why are you thinking about this already? Mm-hmm. How are you thinking about this already? So, let's change gears. You know, put another dad hat on and start thinking how to answer this question now.
Yeah.
How do you answer that to an 8, 9-year-old?
Yeah.
I'm like, look at your hands and say, that's a good question. That's
a good question. So, God, he just decided to... Send you here to be amazing.
Right.
Do your best.
Everybody don't have hands.
What just happened?
That's wild.
Bro, it blows my mind sometimes, man.
Yeah.
Like, how do they come up with this? I was like, and it's like so funny because when the girls ask questions, like boys ask questions in context. Like my nephew and some of my clients, you know, they ask things, you know, because they're looking at it, because they,
something triggered.
Exactly. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, oh, okay, I witnessed this, or this just happened. Hey, I have questions. So I'm like, hey, I got answers.
Right.
We're in this mindset. Girls just come out of nowhere with this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, Dad, why is this? I'm like, what just happened? Hold on. Jaw on the floor sometimes, see what had happened was.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'll give you a perfect example. My son is 13, my daughter is 6. My son will just say, I'm hungry. And then he'll come back and say, well, what's for dinner? My daughter will ask you flat out, hey, Dad, I'm hungry. Can I have this, that, and the third? Is this a lunch snack? Or is this dinner?
Oh, man.
And I'm like, damn, that's a good question. I'm like, are you hungry, or you want a snack?
Right.
Because she will eat something heavy and then say, well, no, I just have a bag of chips because I already ate.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, you can eat some more. And she'd be like, no. Yeah. My son will be like, all right, I'm going to eat two Hot Pockets. And then in 2 hours, I'm going to expect we're going to have a full course meal for dinner.
Right.
And I'm like, ain't nothing wrong. Yeah. It's just how they mind process things. Like, he will only wait until he get hungry and say something. She will ask, wondering, like, when do I eat?
Like, she got to make complete sense out of this. Like, yeah, well, you know what?
Like, I got to get an understanding.
If I eat now, and then I got to go to bed.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'm out of school. I know in about 3-4 hours I'm going to get settled in. So is this a snack? Or is this lunch? Or is this dinner? And I'd be like, we're going to have some pizza bites. That's a snack. Because, nah, we're not eating twice tonight. Yeah. Like, we're going to wait till mommy get off, and then we're going to eat dinner. And then we're going to, you know. But, nah, my son, he going to come home today.
Yeah.
Can I get some money for Taco Bell?
Right.
Go in his room, come out, probably go outside, come right now. What's for dinner?
Yeah, I'm hungry. Ooh, I'm hungry right now. Like, right now, like, you didn't think about eating earlier?
No. Nope.
Yeah. Like, now you're hungry.
8:30, 9 o'clock, and say, Dad, what's for dinner? Dude, it's every man for himself and God for himself. Go in the kitchen and make something to eat.
I like that. That's funny.
That's good.
That is good, man.
Girls, the way they think is just totally different. No matter the age. It's just like their brain works in them. It's like boys' brain work off others. Like, give my brain a rest, use yours, son. My daughter is like, Lord Jesus, you wrecking my brain. Like, it's just different.
Man, you guys have been great, man. Thank you both. This has been one of my favorite episodes for real. Just to watch and, you know, you guys fellowship and we all learned from each other today and just had a good time. But I'm gonna end it here, man. Thank you all for listening. I tried to end it a minute ago, but one of my favorite guys came in and I just wanted to know if he had something to add to it. And this ending has been perfect. Yeah, we learned a lot today and it was a great conversation. And we're gonna finish this too, just off air, because we gotta talk some real stuff after this. So y'all be blessed. Happy holidays. Happy New Year's, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, wherever you are. Good morning, good evening. Be blessed.